The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
Good morning. I hope you're well. It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the best tea in the city. Thomas. Okay. Tea. Thank you. I gotta get that out. Thank you. Now, when does one become an adult? And you may think you have an answer. I want you just to think about it for a second. It has nothing to do with age, by the way. When do you become an adult? When? Is it age? Is it employment status? Or maybe when you become a parent? Like I said, give it some thought, because there has always been this debate on when someone becomes an adult. Do they become an adult when you finish school? Do you become an adult when you start working? Do you become an adult when you move out of home? Do you become an adult when you have children? And immediately when I start doing that, you start realizing, hey man, there are layers, Musia. So I'll ask again, when does one become an adult? Historically, becoming an adult has been characterized as becoming independent from others. And others obviously starts with home. We grew up in households where we were told that should you be a parent, that's it. You're an adult. Puma! You defend me? I'll ask again, when does one become an adult? Look, of course, there's a sort of classical sociological markers of what an adult does. Okay? But I can tell you this much. That is fast changing. Okay? Because those markers were finishing school, leaving home, getting married, having children, and entering the workforce. Why is it fast changing? Because today's generation of adults are not getting married. They choose not to. Are not having children. They choose not to. And they have chosen to begin their careers much later in life than earlier generations. They learned from the previous generation. I'm not going to be a slave. I can just everybody gap year, buddy. So does this mean then, when your 28 to 34 year old still lives under your roof, they have no children, no plans of getting married, and so on and so forth? Maybe they are working, but because now you have your own money, they don't necessarily need to contribute to the household as and when they feel like it. Does this therefore mean they're still a child? Remember I said 28 to 34, right there. I'm giving you a group beyond 21. When does one become an adult? You tell me. When did you become an adult? Oh, even better.
Become an adult when you start doing your shopping, and then you bona ama pieces at 25 rand, and then you leave them at 25 rand straight, and you go for the ones at 24.95. That's being an adult.
Yeah. You become penny smart. And of course, we're having a beautiful debate on the timeline under the hashtag, when do you become an adult? When you start taking care of your siblings, you become an adult. Tabang Lloyd Pence, the minute you start being selfless, the minute you know that it's not all about you, the minute you start compromising yourself and put others first, the minute you know that this little 10 rand can go a long way. And by the way, T, I've seen 8-year-old adults. Think about child-headed households. That 8-year-old that is running that household, are they still a child? Maybe by definition, but the role they play, they're an adult, right? And of course, there's a nice debate as well on the timeline about maturity versus age. One thing I know, maturity has nothing to do with age, and somebody has already highlighted that. Thank you for doing that. Because you can't say maturity proves good to you're an adult. What do you mean? What do you mean? Bose si khomozo. Ai, warasa wena. Tula. Hiba tum computer. Yes. Shh. What's the Zikhomoza they have taken themselves to school? Very early on. They take a uniform. Trying to help mommy, Gundlu. Are you still a child?
Prati, you know you've become an adult when you get a voice note early in the morning that says, baby, yokibela, awagayifaki. That's when you know you've become an adult.
Yeah, responsibilities, right?
I'd like to think you become an adult the day you voluntarily take on responsibility without complaining much about it. It's about understanding that even though it's not really your fault that things aren't as good as you'd want them to be, but then you have power to change the situation. I'd say that's roughly how I'd approach this.
When does one become an adult? When did you become an adult?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Those are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag when do you become an adult. Is it age? 21 used to be the age you were regarded as an adult. This one about first Kia. But what happens then when your 18-year-old becomes a parent? Are they still a child? When your daughter decides to stay at home in her 30s while working and not wanting to, you know, be independent, so to speak, away from you. Are they an adult? The second teaspoon. Is it independence? Because moving out of the family home, gaining financial independence, starting a career, those were the markers of becoming an adult. Are they still? The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on hashtag when do you become an adult? Is it responsibilities? Bills, bills, bills. The minute you have a letter with your name on it, bills, bills, bills. The minute you have someone calling you their parent, or the instant you are a breadwinner, are you an adult?
I became an adult when my mom and my dad were going through a divorce and I had to be a parent to my little sister. So I basically had to help my mom with all the responsibilities and I forgot to be a child. I became an instant adult. Yeah. I had to now take over decisions that were for a household. So I became an adult very early.
That's right. Personalize it. When did you become an adult? When did it hit you, Makumal?
When the matriarchs of the family would be sitting somewhere in the sitting room, something very important that, you know, involves the entire family needs to be discussed, and they wouldn't start until I walk in because they need to consult with me as well.
Sure.
I was like, I'm a matriarch? Really? Family unveilings. I see Salindu age. We need to extend the family homestead where the entire Khumalo clan comes from. I'm like, Ibana. So consultations do not happen until uenge afike.
Do you even know how to vocalize your thoughts and sentiments, especially if they're going against the grain in that meeting?
I have to because they're waiting for my say-so, because financially, at some point, I need to come in.
No, sure. Yes. The financial part I get. Mm. That somehow we always go to, you know, the strong ones. Mm. Magese.
Yes.
Things will be easier.
Yes.
I find that you've always been a kid to this matriarch.
You are a kid to this.
And then how do you speak against them? How do you even bring an opposing view?
Very politely. Because you can't also raise your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Even if Auntie Sbanban, we are better.
Yeah.
And if you get taggy, you will But you still need to tread very cautiously and be respectful. But at the end of the day, everyone knows that until I say so, it can't happen. I was like, Ngidala, guys.
I think you started way too early because
you are deputy mom,
yes, aren't you?
Yes. I've been an adult my whole life. So unfair.
A pension sailor.
I wish I had a Sasa card, yes.
Mbals?
I thought it would come when I had a baby, my son. Yeah, I thought it would. But I still would go to my mom for everything. Like, I would ask about everything. Like, every decision I need to make, I was still, I was still a kid.
Yeah.
Until an uncle of mine passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
And this was like one of my mom's youngest siblings.
Mm.
And she was sitting there in the house and she didn't know what to do, you know. And I had to take my uncle and drive him to the hospital and sit at the hospital, come back and report back to the family. Didn't make it. So kumele sifonele ama funeral parlor and all of that. I was like, me? What am I doing?
Last born.
Making these. You know, because that's what they call me in the whole family. I'm a last born. And then now I've become also the mediator of conflicts. I don't know if it's the psychology degree or. I sit there and I listen and then I have to give like like an unbiased opinion of what is going on. And they'll say, "Gutoke uzoba available nini?" Then I'm like, "I Wednesday. Hi, so bona Wednesday. Mangbuyom sevenzin. I want papagile, you know." And then the meeting is taking place, and you're just like, "Whoa, this is a lot of responsibility." Because if things don't go well after here, it's my fault.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I think
the key word there is responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, more than anything, hits you good yazin.
Gimdal.
Yeah.
I'm an elder.
Years after I got married, it hit me that, hey, hasengulil. When I had to call my father to order.
Ew.
And that's always the worst, ne?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, And he was like, obedient like I was as a son.
As a son.
Mm. And I was like, how? You? Hey?
This guy's listening to me.
No. In fact, that was the most humbling.
Yes, of course.
Because you realize, wait a minute. Like submission, authority is also inspired.
Absolutely.
It is inspired.
Because he could tell from my tone, as much as I was respectful, but the words that were coming out,
and you know what it is? It also gives them the sense that I've done well.
Yeah, I've done.
Because for them, it's them looking at their teachings and their upbringing, and it's straight and it's slap bang staring them in the face.
Yeah.
And they're like, if I was in this position, I would want to listen to this person because
that's right.
This is a me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's a question, Angie, that she didn't expect. I'm going to ask her.
Ask away.
When would you consider Amu to be an adult?
Never.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Indeed, it is. Let's start with you, Ralph. Hi.
Hi, Uncle T. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
So when did you realize, hey, I'm an adult?
I mean, for me, I left home at 12, and that's when I realized, You know those situations when you realize there's no adult by your side to tell you what to do and that person for yourself.
Why did you leave home so early?
To look for opportunities because I had a possible opportunity at 12 to leave and I took it and I left.
And you've been alone since?
Since 12, until now. And everyone in my family, I've always been that person everyone calls whenever there's a decision to be made or advice needed, you know, they call me. So even my friends, and I've always been that person. So sometimes I look back and I'm like, I've never been a child. So that's when I realized, I'm an adult.
Don't you? Because honestly, maybe it hits you even more when you heard my question on air to say, yeah, man, I want to be a child again.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I've never had those moments.
Yes, I'm in 12. You know? Come on, man.
Yeah, but that's been me, man, my whole life.
I salute you, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. TK, hi.
Good morning, Petum Kwel.
You good?
I'm great.
There's nothing like a funeral to wake you up to being an adult, isn't it?
Oh, Petum Kwel. Yeah, so the day I realized that I was an adult, actually come to think of it, there are many instances and situations, but one that stands out is April the 16th, 2001, when I was left with the caregiver, the kokwak.
Yeah.
And as she was feeding her supper and I was holding Kuku's hand, she then passed over.
Oh, no.
And Banaba Hai, my aunt, my mom, went nowhere. Navasiko Khaufi, they went away for a weekend.
Yeah.
Just to, yeah. And I was left with a responsibility of calling
everyone.
Ambulance.
Yeah.
Calling everyone first. Giving them the news, having to calm down the caregiver.
Oof.
And kind of going, it hasn't sunk in, and I have to now call paramedics to come back to Mutikera, dead.
How old are you then?
Please come again.
How old were you then?
This is last year. I was 37.
But still, you still felt like this is a bit much for me.
Because it's the first time, especially, I see somebody very dear to me, my mm-hmm. world, having to pass away in front of my eyes.
That's skis, TK.
I became an adult when my mom and my dad were going through a divorce, and I had to be a parent to my little sister. So I basically had to help my mom with all the responsibilities. And I forgot to be a child. I became an instant adult. Mm. I had to now take over decisions that were for a household. So I became an adult very early, very.
Mm. Cooks, hi.
Hi, Uncle Tino.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You became an adult when?
When I was 19 and I had moved out of home. The first time I had to go and buy groceries for my own place, and you realize that, that 200 I used to give him, I was too little almost.
Mm-hmm.
For all of those things, how did she manage to get how did she manage to make everything work from just that money?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And then when you get called in family meetings and now people want your opinion on adult things.
Yeah.
So basically, I've become Ella's Bonga Gogo. I'm no longer my mom's daughter. I'm just my grandmother's daughter now.
That's right.
Because I'm considered Ella's Bonikai.
That's right.
Now they include me in adult conversations and decisions that have to be made. I have to be there as well. So,
yeah.
It happens.
It happens. It really does. Thanks for the call.
Oh, I become an adult when I got my first baby. And move out at home. Yo, Uncle T, ke bone mo re ya no ke mogolo. I should think gore o joang go ntlong. Phofu mafura like ntongwe lengwe. Yo, that's when I realized or I became an adult. Wa itse ne ke dula le koko so ona nketsetsa nthoko tsena ka ofela. So immediately I move out, that's when I realized or I became an adult.
And like I said, death has a way of giving you that rude awakening. Lefa,
my brother, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Ah, he doesn't have to complain, man. See, when I found out that somebody's old enough, that's when I was called. And imagine I was called after I left home, finding myself a garage. Just when I was, you know, trying to find myself in that garage, then I got a call that, hey, Papa, you need to come home.
Why?
Here I am back at home. I'm sitting there, now had to plan with the elders, and now I'm the elder guy. I had to now lead the way forward, how mm-hmm. we're going to deal with the situation and all that. You know, those kind of things.
Because of the passing of your father?
Because of the passing of the father.
And now it's bigger when I get to him.
Everything my brother was now facing me now, you know, it was like the whole new world to me.
Barry, what's the barring going? Barry, yeah. Lefa, how old so late as Juang? Evan.
My brother.
You're like, how?
It was like, Papa, we are going to wait to first born and that. Now, I had to now come up with the movement, with the way forward, how now, regularly, the situation. That's when I realized, you know what, man? For somebody to get old or somebody to see himself or herself that you're old enough, that's when you get situations whereby you now you have to face the elders.
Yes.
Or the elders now has to listen to you.
It is true. It is so true. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
I think for me, when you start feeling guilt about asking about that back or you eat, because more out of one of them, I'm full of them, I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat, but I'm always cut to these and the blood, man. So you're born and I would not have to say in this, it's much. I'm going to all the food. Everyone, sometimes I'm going to try. I said to him, I'm going to
try. The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.